In the 1950s, during the Korean War, when the so-called Cold War was beginning, communists in America were being hunted. Alger Hiss was already in jail. Ethel and Julius Rosenberg were awaiting execution. This was the dark side of the Father Knows Best life of the 50s. On January 1st, 1953, a bright, cheerful, silver-haired woman began to walk across America with only the clothes she was wearing, a pocket comb, folding toothbrush, and a ballpoint pen. Leaving behind her name, age, and former life, she identified herself only as Peace Pilgrim. Wearing a tunic which spelled Peace Pilgrim on the front and walking 5,000 miles for world peace on the back, Peace Pilgrim carried no money, only ate what she was given, sleeping often in the out-of-doors. During the next 28 years, she walked back and forth across the United States, Mexico, and Canada with sponsored trips to Alaska and Hawaii. By 1964, the tunic read 25,000 miles on foot for peace, and Peace Pilgrim stopped counting, though she kept walking. She talked wherever she went, on the street, to church and community groups, and her message was that world peace will result when enough people have the inner peace to live harmoniously with each other. Peace Pilgrim made what she called the glorious transition to a freer life on July 7, 1981, when she died instantly in a head-on collision on the way to a speaking engagement in Indiana. You might be wondering how she managed to support herself for nearly 30 years by just talking to people, so I'm going to read you some of the things she had to say. I recognized that there are some well-known, little-understood, and seldom-practiced laws that we must live by if we wish to find peace within or without. Included are the laws that evil can only be overcome by good, that only good means can attain a good end, that those who do unloving things hurt themselves spiritually. These laws are the same for all human beings and must be obeyed before harmony can prevail. So I got busy on a very interesting project. This was to live all the good things I believed in. I did not confuse myself by trying to take them all at once, but rather if I was doing something that I knew I shouldn't be doing, I stopped doing it, and I always made a quick relinquishment. That's the easy way. Tapering off is long and hard. And if I was not doing something that I knew I should be doing, I got busy on that. It took the living quite a while to catch up with the believing. But of course it can, and now if I believe something, I live it. Otherwise, it would be perfectly meaningless. As I lived according to the highest light I had, I discovered that other light was given, that I opened myself to receiving more light as I lived the light I had. When you come into this world, your jobs in the divine plan are there. They just need to be realized and lived. If you do not yet know where you fit, I suggest that you try seeking it in a receptive silence. I used to walk amid the beauties of nature, just receptive and silent, and wonderful insights would come to me. You begin to do your part in the life pattern by doing all of the good things you feel motivated toward, even though they are just little good things at first. You give these priority in your life over all the superficial things that customarily clutter human lives. Every morning I thought of God and thought of things I might do that day to be of service to God's children. I looked at every situation I came into to see if there was anything I could do there to be of service. I did as many good things as I could each day, not forgetting the importance of a pleasant word and a cheery smile. I prayed about things that seemed too big for me to handle, and right prayer motivates right action. This has been produced by BR and engineered by Katz for KMUD's special series honoring women during Women's History Month in March. Thank you for listening.